Susanna, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, could you just explain to us what changes have we already seen in tourism habits based on climate change conditions?
Yeah, so there's a lot of changes that we're already witnessing, and because as tourists we often visit places in their natural environment, they're particularly evident. So think about mountains and ski resorts, or think about beach environments, coral reefs. So that's already happening, that because of climate changes like temperature and changes in snowfall, for example, the places that we're used to going to are not quite the same, and there will be more changes in the future.
Right, and are any tourism industries under threat of extinction?
Well, there's always, of course, the opportunity to adapt and to look at how you can address some of those new challenges. And of course, the ski industry, for example, has done that reasonably successfully with snowmaking. But then there's a concept called limits to adaptation, where you can only adapt that much. So for example, for snowmaking, you need cold enough temperatures. So you need the water to make the snow, and you need temperatures that are not much above zero. So once you hit that threshold, then you can't adapt anymore. So it's an interesting question, extinction, and we can do a lot as long as we address the challenges. But it certainly pays to think forward a little bit when you're investing in tourism, for example, how the place where you put all your money and your business, how that might change.
Right, yeah. And will there be potentially any tourism industries which could potentially benefit from climate change in the conditions we are seeing?
Yeah, there is, for example, a move, we can see that both in Europe, but also actually in China, where there's investment in cooler areas up in the mountains. So there's been research, for example, in Italy, that in summer, it's the mountain areas that become really busy. And the Chinese government is specifically investing into what they call summer tourism, to get the people off the, out of the big cities that are, of course, particularly hot, and develop these mountain resorts at altitude. So, And we could think of places in Australia. Here I'm based on the Gold Coast. We've got a hinterland that definitely is a little bit cooler during those hot days. So there's a bit of opportunity there for sure.
Right, I might have to visit these hinterlands. If you've just joined us on The Daily, we're speaking with Susanna Becken from the Griffith University Institute of Tourism about the impacts that climate change may have on tourism in the future. Now, what do we expect the tourism industry to look like in, say, 40 years?
Yeah, I think the industry just will become a little bit more aware and conscious in addressing some of the new risks. So they will have to prepare more for, we've got it in Australia, we've got cyclone impacts, and so you have to think about insurance, you have to think about where exactly do you build the resort. So I think tourism will still exist, but we have to manage the risks a little bit differently.
And how are the tourism industries preparing to adapt for these changes?
It's already happening. There's, for example, initiative in the Philippines, which is called Hotel Resilient, that specifically invests into resilient hotels that have obviously a good building structure, that have functioning emergency systems, that have water supply, that are catering for example, extreme weather events. So that's happening. But it's not quite mainstream yet. So I think a little bit of work needs to be done.
And lastly, at an individual level, do you expect that tourists may have to adapt many of their behaviours in a changing climate?
Oh, I think definitely as tourists, we will have to change on two fronts. One is that we probably think a little bit more carefully about when we go where. And for example, we've just had extreme temperatures in Melbourne during the tennis, of course. So people will get more conscious of, do I really need to go there at this point of time? Is it maybe too hot, or will there be a risk of a major hurricane? So people will become a bit more risk averse, also in terms of diseases, dengue fever, malaria. But also, of course, on the other hand, is the carbon footprint. And, as many now, we have committed to rapid reductions in carbon emissions, and that will affect travel. Travel by plane in particular, of course, has a high footprint, and so we've become accustomed to traveling a lot here and there and everywhere, and that may have to change, and people will have to look a little bit more carefully how much carbon they spend or invest on their travel.
Right. Well, Susanna, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you.